My tribute today is to Sinead Marie Bernadette O'Connor. She, of course, is an Irish singer-songwriter who rose to fame in the late 80s. She has occasionally encountered controversy, however, partly due to her statements and her gestures, such as her ordination as a priest, despite being a woman with a Roman Catholic background, and her strongly expressed views on organised religion, women's rights, war, and child abuse. In addition to her 9 solo albums, her work includes many singles, songs for films, collaborations with many other artists, and appearances at charity fundraising concerts. Here now is just a sample of the diversity of Sinead O'Connor's music.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls were so pretty, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Am I? Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Became impatient to be free. So I took a friendly stop, the way that dreamers often do. Just how wonderful you are. But why I'm so in love with you.
Thank you.
Sinead O'Connor was born on the 8th of December 1966 in Glenageary in County Dublin, and she is the third of five children. Her parents are Sean O'Connor, a structural engineer, later turned barrister and chairperson of the Divorce Action Group, and his wife Marie O'Connor. The couple married young and had a troubled relationship, separating when Sinead was eight. The three eldest children went to live with their mother, whilst O'Connor claims they were subjected to frequent physical abuse. She wrote a song, Fire on Babylon, about the effects of her own child abuse, and she's consistently advocated on behalf of abused children. Her father, Sean's efforts to secure custody of his children in a country which routinely denied custody to fathers and prohibited divorce motivated him to actually become chairman of the Divorce Action Group and a prominent public spokesman. At one point, he even debated his wife on that very subject on a radio show. And then in 1979, Sinead left her mother and went to live with her father and his new wife. However, at the age of 15, her shoplifting and truancy led to her being placed for 18 months in the Grianan Training Centre run by the Order of Our Lady of Charity. In some ways, she thrived there, especially in the development of her writing and her music, but she also chafed under the imposed conformity. Unruly students were sometimes sent to sleep in the adjoining nursing home, an experience of which she later commented, "I have never and probably will never experience such panic and terror and agony over anything." In 1983, her father sent her to Newtown School, which was an exclusive Quaker boarding school in Waterford, an institution with a much more permissive atmosphere than Grianan. And with the help and encouragement of her Irish language teacher, Joseph Falvey, she recorded a four-song demo with two covers and two of her own songs, which later appeared in her first album. The first album, The Lion and the Cobra, was a sensation when it was released in 1987, and it reached gold record status and earned a Best Female Rock Vocal Performance Grammy nomination. The single, Mandinka, was a big college radio hit in the United States, and in her first US network television appearance, O'Connor sang the song on Late Night with David Letterman back in 1988. And here it is.
Thank you.
artists that influenced Sinead were people like Bob Dylan, David Bowie, Bob Marley, Susie and the Banshees, and, of course, The Pretenders. Her second album, the 1990 I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got, gained considerable attention and most positive reviews of all. It was rated the second best album of the entire year, and she was praised for her voice and her original songs. And she was also noted for her appearance, because her trademark shaved head and often angry expression and sometimes shapeless or unusual clothing made her stand out. That second album contained her international breakthrough hit, Nothing Compares to You, a song which was actually written by Prince, and it became a massive international hit, reaching number one in several countries, and in Ireland it hit the top spot in July of 1990 and remained there for 11 weeks. It had similar success in the UK, charting at number one, as well as Germany, Australia and the US. And she won the Grammy for Best Alternative Music Performance, but unfortunately boycotted the award show. Let's now hear that sensational track, Nothing Compares to You.
I can eat my dinner in a
Also in 1990, Sinead O'Connor sang a cover version of a popular Cole Porter song as part of an AIDS fundraising album. And some years later, in 1998, she released an album, Am I Not Your Girl, which was a whole album of standards and torch songs, including that particular Cole Porter song that she'd listened to while growing up. And here it is. What a great Cole Porter song. Well, Sinead O'Connor, after spending 9 years dividing her time between London and Los Angeles, she returned to her hometown of Dublin in late 1992 to live near her sister and focus on raising her son Jake, who was then 6 years old. She spent the following month studying bel canto singing with teacher Frank Merriman at the Parnell School of Music, and in an interview with The Guardian published on the 3rd of May 1993, she reported that her singing lessons with Merriman were the only therapy she was receiving, describing Merriman as the most amazing teacher in the universe. On a personal note, her shaved head was initially an assertion against traditional views of women, and years later O'Connor said that she'd begun to grow her hair back, but that after being asked if she was Enya, O'Connor shaved it off again. "I don't feel like me unless I have my hair shaved, so even when I'm an old lady, I'm going to have it off." Well, she'd been married 4 times. Her first marriage was to music producer John Reynolds, who co-produced several of her albums, including one called Universal Mother, and they have 1 child together. And the second marriage was to journalist Nicholas Summerlad in 2002. And for a period during 2006 and early 2007, she had a relationship with Frank Bernardio, the father of her 4th child. O'Connor married longtime friend and collaborator Steve Cooney on the 22nd of July in 2010, and she divorced him in April of 2011. Her 4th marriage was to Irish therapist Barry Herridge, whom she met through the internet. And they wed on the 9th of December 2011 in Las Vegas, but 17 days later she announced on her website that the marriage had ended, noting that they lived together for 7 days only. And the following week, on the 3rd of January 2012, O'Connor issued a further string of internet announcements to the effect that the couple had reunited. Well, in a 2000 interview, O'Connor commented, "I'm a lesbian, although I haven't been very open about that, and throughout most of my life, I've gone out with blokes because I haven't necessarily been terribly comfortable about being the alternative. I have subsequently caused pain for myself. I'm not in a box of any description." In late 1990s, Bishop Michael Cox of the Irish Orthodox Catholic and Apostolic Church, which is an independent Catholic group not in communion with the Catholic Church, ordained O'Connor as a priest. The Roman Catholic Church considers ordination of women to be invalid and asserts that a person attempting the sacrament of ordination upon a woman incurs excommunication. And on the 26th of March 2010, O'Connor appeared on a TV show to speak out about the Catholic sexual abuse scandal in Ireland. She also had an opinion piece published in the Sunday edition of the Washington Post, in which she wrote about the scandal and her time in a Magdalene laundry as a teenager. On religion, she is quoted as saying, "The Christ character tells us himself, you must only talk directly to the Father. You don't need intermediaries. We all thought we did, and that's okay. We're not bad people, but let's wake up. God was there before religion. It's there today, despite religion. It'll be there when religion is gone." So in summary, I guess it's fair to say that Sinead O'Connor has been quite a controversial character during her life so far. I'm sure there are plenty of chapters in that life yet to be published, and so I'll close today's tribute to her by playing a song that to me represents her yearning for both recognition for her causes as well as love in her life.